You're listening to KPAF AM 890. The Springwell Fire Department is urging everyone to stay indoors as much as possible during these fierce storms. Filer Air Force Base has confirmed that the storm front is currently surrounding the greater Springwell city limits is electrically volatile, but it's not expected to produce precipitation. As you know, KPAF is broadcasting from the top of Scorpion Hill, and some of the station's equipment was knocked out last night by a strike. I was the only one here, and I wasn't hurt. Fortunately, we've got some spare equipment to replace the damage, and our lightning rod took most of the impact. Let me tell you, I'm happy to keep everyone informed of what's going on. But I will be happy to get off this hill in a few minutes. Sheriff Jack Wilcox issued a statement from City Hall this morning declaring a forced 8 p.m. curfew. Here's a portion of the press conference.
Due to the unexpected and dangerous storm currently covering our area, the Springwell Fire Department is urging people to stay indoors unless it's absolutely essential for you to be outside. In addition, and in response to the direction from Air Force Sciences, the fire department will enforce a 7 p.m. curfew effective immediately. Now, we've been told these types of storms increase in severity after sundown, so in the interest of public safety, we're instituting this curfew until the storm passes. The Air Force is telling us that this problem could be opened up within the next 48 hours, so it's my hope that the curfew will be short-lived. Please be advised, the curfew will apply to all residents and all businesses. If you need any food or supplies, run your errands early in the morning so you can get back home before 7 p.m. Also, I've closed the Ellison Drive just north of Dry Creek Camp as a safety precaution. This closure will restrict access to Bedrock Dam and surrounding foothills to protect you folks from getting hit by a thunderbolt. If you work at the Zephaniah Labs or Goldwater Observatory, you'll need to sell your badge to the officers manning the blockade. And don't go to Ellison Drive if you don't belong there. We'd like to thank the residents of Springwell for your compliance and patience.
And there you have it, folks. As strange as this storm is, hopefully, it's all over by tomorrow night. Air Force scientists are expecting severe lightning strikes over the next 24 hours. The dark, churning storm clouds that are completely covering Springwell have already led to two fires from strikes near Sal's wrecking yard. As a safety reminder, even if you are indoors, please stay off corded phones, computers, and other electrical equipment that would put you in direct contact with electricity. Also, please avoid concrete floors and walls. Avoid plumbing, including sinks, baths, and faucets. I know, it might get a little stinky, but hey, stay safe out there. Are you prepared for an emergency? Do you have emergency water, food, and other supplies ready in case for a disaster? Springwell Fire recommends having at least 3 days of food and water available in case of an emergency. Give me a call and tell me what you need to do to be prepared. Hi, you're on KPAF.
Nick. I need your help. This is Luke.
Luke? Is that really you? Is this a joke? Oh my god, Luke! Where are you? What do you need? Luke! What's going on? If you can hear me, Luke, please call back. Come to the station, or Moonlighters. Oh, we got another call. Is that you? Luke, you're on the air.
I'm trained to always be prepared, Nick, but the residents of Springwell are not. Your friend Luke might be an exception.
Hey, I know that voice too. I'm a little surprised to hear from you, but I can't talk. I have to leave the lines open just in case Luke tries to call back.
Don't worry about your friend. I have a good idea of where he is, and I'll make sure he's safe. But I told you, they're losing control. They're losing control of something that shouldn't be played with.
Listen, I don't know what you're hoping to accomplish by calling here, but I know my friend's voice, and I gotta get to him.
I'll take care of your friend. He'll be secured within the hour. But we need to talk. We need to talk to one of your listeners. A listener who has exercised her right to remain silent a little too long.
What? You'll take care of him? How will you do that? You're connected with his murder.
But he's not dead, is he? Your pal was a near miss, but that had nothing to do with me. A lot of people have suffered because of what they're doing. And more people in Springwall will suffer if this situation isn't contained. Those out there that are in the know regarding this situation need to take this to the top brass. Take this to the top brass immediately, Walsh. I know you're listening right now. If your CO isn't listening, he needs to go over his head.
Walsh? Who's Walsh?
Someone that's in deeper than they expected. Someone that's hurting good people by staying silent. Listen, something's been discovered that's more complex and uncontrollable than anyone imagined. This is only going to get worse for the people of Springwell in the short term. Don't take the curfew orders lightly. Stay indoors. And don't worry about your friend, Nick. He'll be secure in a few minutes.
I still don't understand what's going on. Wait, where are you taking my friend? Call her. I'm sorry, folks. If there's anyone out there listening, I'm not exactly sure what's going on. It's been a crazy weekend. We've got a caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Nick, it's me, Wilcox. I'm gonna need you and everybody that might be listening to ignore these crazy people calling in your show. There is nowhere the equipment being tested and ain't nobody out here getting hurt.
But Sheriff, Luke just called.
Nick,
I was listening.
Nick, I'm sorry. We just put your friend in the ground a couple of days ago. That was not you calling. I don't know who it was, but it certainly was not you. You gotta stop letting these crazy conspiracy type people call and confuse you and the people of Springwell.
But Sheriff, that was Luke. I know him. That was his voice. I've been around him long enough to know.
Nick, listen to me. You might think you heard your friend, but that was not him. That's just some mystery caller trying to confuse you. Speaking of mystery caller, I know you're listening. I'm gonna need you to turn yourself in for the murder of Luke McKnight. You got two choices. You either come in friendly, or I gotta come and get you. But if I have to come and get you, believe you me, you gonna wish you was dead.
Sheriff, that reminds me, wasn't the man charged with Luke's death killed the other night in the library?
Nick, no questions.
Sheriff! Sheriff, I think we're gonna need some answers about what's going on.
That's weird. She's got a text with no return number. It says, "Don't worry, Sheriff. I promise that we will see each other soon. Going to wish I was dead?" Huh. I guess that's your reply, Sheriff?
Looks like we got another caller. This is KPAF.
Nick, I've been listening. That had to be Luke. I knew it. My friends on Reddit aren't going to believe this. What are we gonna do? What's going on?
Layla, hey. We need to talk. Can we meet at Moonlighters in like 20 minutes?
I'm not sure how to close this one out.
I'm as confused as all of you, but please, please stay indoors. Oh, and it looks like we've got another call and I have to take it. Hi, you're on the air.
Nikki, baby, the airwaves have lit up since your buddies called in. I need to talk to the stranger, ASAP.
Hey, GM. To be honest, I don't know how to get a hold of him.
That'll start to sound too excited to hear from me, Nikki. People might start to talk. But don't worry. Maybe your friends outside have his number now.
Friends? The vans are back. What?
Yeah. I thought the chatter was heavy after the storm last night, but everyone just got real interested in finding your friends.
Listen, I don't know what's going on, but first things first. Like, we gotta just get...
All I care about is talking to your mysterious friend.
If you're listening out there, it's mission critical that we speak. Listen to me, stranger. You can find the Echo in Lima, not India or the Sierras, and ask Oscar in November. Copy. Fly Delta, Romeo. Copy. If it's 2200, we'll go. DM out.
Tonight has been really strange and my head spinning a lot. Let's just close this one out, and then we will return to our regularly scheduled military programming. APAF is a division of McGuire Broadcasting, providing music and news to the men and women of the armed forces. The views and opinions expressed during this local news and event updates are not necessarily shared by the McGuire Broadcasting and its subsidiaries.